Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How may I help you?
Hi, Deanna. My name is George Reed, and I received an email that I ordered some earbuds from you, and I don't remember doing that. I got some free earbuds the other day in a promotion, but I'm concerned that you're going to charge me $62.95 according to this.
Okay. I can take a look at it for you. Could I have your zip code and your first and last name one more time in order to locate your order?
It's George Reed, 66062. I have the order number if you need that.
That's all right. I was able to find you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
16736 West 156th Street, Olathe, Kansas, 66062.
All right, thank you. I'm taking a look at your account right now. If you just give me one moment to look through things. Still online, just still looking through the transactions.
Certainly.
Okay, so what it's looking like, I see that you called here before to cancel those items that you didn't want, and those were refunded to you.
Yes, they were.
But I guess the agent just never explained that this was a trial period. So you get the wireless earbuds for 14 days, after which you do have to pay for those earbuds. So I apologize, but yeah, that's just the price of the earbuds.
The thing said that I won something, and it was $4.95, which you did take out, and that's fine because I agreed to that. But no one said anything about $62.95.
Yes, sir. That was all. I mean, even though the agent didn't mention that to you, it was all contained within the terms and conditions of the actual website. When you place your order, you have to check a box that says, I agree to the terms and conditions in order to actually put that order through. And that's contained within that.
See, I should have known. It was something that just popped up and said, you have won this. And I took the survey and said, you've won these earbuds. I should have known. Oh, my word.
Yeah,
okay.
I apologize.
What do we do now? What are you charging the $62.95 to, may I ask? What card?
Let me look. So it's a Visa ending in 9793.
Okay.
All right. If you just give me 1 second, I'm going to ask my supervisor a question about the returns. So if you just hold the line for me.
Well, then, I should know.
Anymore, you gotta read every little fine print. They get you.
I should.
I'm still on the line.
Certainly. I thank you for your help.
apologize for the wait. I'm an at-home agent, so I have to, unfortunately, wait for a response from one of my leads. I am working to try to see what I can do for you, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check in with you every 30 seconds. We're not allowed to have a customer on hold more than 30 seconds without checking in. So just to let you know that I'm still on the line while you wait, and I wait for the response.
Thank you.
I'm still on the line.
Yes, thank you.
Still waiting for a response.
My fault. I'm too old. I should have known that there's nothing for free. Dog.
No. You know, I can't think of any trial that is free or anything like that, you know, for real.
Well, this came across because I'd done some shopping somewhere and said, thank you for doing your shopping. You'll take this survey, then we will give you this gift. And the gift was those earbuds, and I was excited because my wife had wanted some, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just never answer those surveys. I had one this morning trying to offer me a free gift. I always just assumed that, you know, the person's trying to download some malware on my device or something like that. So I never respond to that stuff.
Well, I think you're a smart lady.
and you know, they also can, like, get your credit card information and whatnot. You know, sell it to other people.
Wow. Yeah, I should. I'm in my 70s. You think I'd be smarter than that?
Well, you know, the internet is a complicated thing, you know, especially when you haven't really grown up with it.
Well, I guess I just grew up $70 poor just now. I learned.
Well, we're going to see if we can do something for you. I'm still waiting for a response. We're still here. I'm talking to her now.
Thank you.
All right. She said that I could offer you a 35% refund to keep the earbuds if you'd like.
So that will cost me take off $20.
Let me get an exact calculation for you. So the products regularly are $62.95, and that would make the final price $40.92.
Wow!
But if that is a little too steep, we can even go up to a 50% discount, which would make it $31.48.
I would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get that put through for you if you just hold the line for me. And I appreciate your patience.
Certainly.
Okay, got that put through for you. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, so I'm writing this down. My final cost was $31.48.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. You've been very kind.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.